today's news. Reports of freak accidents and missing persons are coming in from all over the world. This is not a localized situation. All world leaders seem to be equally perplexed over present conditions. Missing persons have mounted into the millions.
Heaven.
No calls for these missing...
Hello?
Mrs. Henry, this is Laura Baker.
Oh, yes. Have you found your boy?
No. The police say they have reports of hundreds of children missing. What am I going to do?
I don't know, Mrs. Baker. I really don't know. The reporter just said that people are missing all over the world.
Something terrible has happened. Something terrible.
Mrs. Baker? Mrs. Baker?
Listen next for No More Time. Today's story from the Fortress of Faith. In Greenville, South Carolina, there stands a lighthouse of Christian testimony, beaconing forth the light of salvation to a world lost on the sea of sin and despair. Bob Jones University, a fortress of faith. After the pulses shall cease to beat, when at the throne of the Lord you meet, waiting your doom at the judgment seat. Careless soul, what then? After the trumpet's awful blast, after the judgment shall be past, when you have come to your doom at last, poor lost soul, what then?
It was a day just like any other day, filled with ordinary routines. Mark Henry was preparing to go to the office, and his wife, Ellie, was getting his breakfast ready.
Mark, pancakes are on.
Sign of the paper. That's odd. That boy's never late. Something must have happened.
You'd better start eating. I'll get it. Oh, dear, it's our new neighbor. Probably borrowing again.
Good morning, Mrs. Baker. What can I do for you?
It's my boy. I can't find him. He's wandered off. Have you seen him?
No, I haven't. Oh, but don't worry. The neighborhood children have probably taken him to the playground. It's right up there at the top of the road.
Thank you very much.
Russ is late coming. You better give him a ring.
Sure thing. There's another pancake on the griddle. Hello, Marge. Has Russ left yet? No, he hasn't. Well, don't worry. He probably got held up in traffic. I'll see you. Bye-bye.
She said Russ left around 10 of 8. Better take our car. I won't need it today.
Okay. Bye, darling.
Oh, Mark, I nearly forgot. Aunt Martha is coming in on the 6:15. Can you meet her train?
When did you hear this?
Her letter came yesterday. I forgot to tell you.
Oh, boy.
Now, honey, you'll just have to put up with her. She's really a dear in spite of her religion. Here's her letter.
With another tract in it, I suppose. Yes, this one says, time running out. Here, you keep it.
Okay. But it's true, your time is running out. It's already 8:30.
Okay. Ellie did the dishes and straightened the house. At 11 o'clock, she had a brunch date with Hope Levinson the next week over. She found her friend quite distraught.
It's more than a spat, Ellie. Jake has been going to hear that fundamental preacher at the little church on Elm Street. That wasn't so bad, but last night he said he had gotten saved. And he wanted me to do the same. Oh, something about Christ coming back at any time. It just upset me, no end. So I lost my temper, and I told him I was going to leave him. He told me no, but if it came to that, he'd leave so I could have the house. I listened all night to hear him leave, but he didn't. I went to his room this morning, and he wasn't there, but he didn't leave.
Now, Hope, there's got to be an explanation. You must have dozed off and just didn't hear him.
I don't know. Something strange is going on. Did you read the papers this morning?
No, our newsboy was sick or something. We didn't get our paper.
Great many accidents occurred during the night. People disappeared. Look.
Really? Mercy. Reports from all over.
Ellie, do you suppose that Christ has already come?
Well, the Christian belief is that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, and that he was crucified to pay for our sins. They say he rose from the dead and promised to come again and take all the believers out of the world.
Yes, that's what Jake said last night.
Well, I don't really know. My Aunt Martha declares it so. I think everyone is entitled to his own way of thinking. Oh, speaking of my Aunt Martha, she's coming this evening for another visit. Oh, which reminds me, I'd better not stay much longer. I haven't touched the spare room yet.
Ellie didn't admit it to herself, but she too began to feel uneasy. She turned the radio on for the news.
Bring you up to date on today's news. Reports of freak accidents and missing persons are coming in from all over the world. This is not a localized situation. All world leaders seem to be equally perplexed over present conditions. Missing persons have mounted into the millions.
Heaven.
No cause for these
Hello?
Mrs. Henley, this is Laura Baker.
Oh, yes. Have you found your boy?
No. The police say they have reports of hundreds of children missing. What am I going to do?
Well, I don't know, Mrs. Baker. I really don't know. The reporter just said that people are missing all over the world.
Something terrible has happened. Something terrible.
Mrs. Baker? Mrs. Baker?
Ellie, you've got to keep hold of yourself. Now pour yourself a cup of coffee and sit down for a while.
As Ellie sat down at the kitchen table, her eyes fell across the tract that Mark had taken out of Aunt Martha's letter. She felt compelled to read it.
Time is running out. The increasing signs of the time point to the very soon coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Daniel tells us many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. According to prophecy, the end time will be characterized by an unprecedented increase in travel and by tremendous advance in education and knowledge. Never before has the world seen such progress in the conquering of space or experienced such an increase in knowledge. Yes, we have good reason to believe that Jesus Christ might come soon, even today. Are you ready to meet him if he does? Oh, no. Do you suppose?
Ellie?
Oh, Mark, I'm so glad you've come home. I've never been so glad to see you. Where is... Did you forget Aunt Martha?
No, I went to the station. She wasn't on the 6:15.
She wasn't?
No, but she had been on the train.
She was? Then she...
About Russ. His car wrecked this morning, but they couldn't find Russ.
Oh, Mark. He kept telling us about being a Christian.
Ellie, do you think Aunt Martha was right?
Yes. I read this tract she sent.
Oh, Ellie.
I think it's happened. I think our time has run out.
Oh, Ellie.
Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Listen again next week at this same time for another dramatic story of Christian experience from the Fortress of Faith, Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.